hot, isn't it?
No.
It was cold yesterday, wasn't it?
No.
It'll rain tonight, won't it?
Wherever you are, it's raining all the time.
What's the matter, lady?
I am homesick.
For where?
For everywhere but here.
I've tried so hard to remember. Do I move toward you or away from you?
Away from me, if possible.
No doubt you think I'm giving in to petulance and malice. But in candor I am forced to say that I'm sick of gracious living in this stuffy little palace. And I wish that I could leave today. I have suffered a lot, and I'm certainly not unaware that this life has its black side. I have starved in the ditch, I've been burned for a witch, and I'm missing the half of my backside. I've been beaten and whipped and repeatedly stripped. I've been forced into all kinds of whoredom. But I'm finding of late that the very worst fate is to perish of comfort and boredom.
Quiet.
It was 3 years ago, as you very well know, that you said we would soon have a wedding. Every day you forget what you promised, and yet you continue to rumple my bedding. I'll no longer bring shame on my family name. I would rather lie down and be buried. No, I'll not lead the life of an unwedded wife. Tell me where.
Quiet.
I was once what is more nearly sawed in four by a specially clumsy magician. And you think I would feel after such an ordeal that there's charm in my present position. But I'd far rather be in a tempest at sea or a blood in